Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Good afternoon, Lucy. Have you noticed that we've had quite a few employees calling us here in the Human Resources Department to ask about their retirement benefits?
Yeah, I have. For some reason, lots of people are confused about the retirement plans we offer. What do you think we should do about that?
I suggest holding an information session about the benefits they can get.
That's a great idea. We can clear up everything if we hold a session for everyone.
Can you schedule that then?
Sure. I'll send out an invitation to the staff at once.
Number 32. Which department do the speakers work in? Number 33. What does the man suggest doing? Number 34. What does the woman say she will do next? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation. Lena, can I speak with you for a moment, please? I just found out about a new shampoo which I believe our salon should carry. It's called Gentle Breeze.
What's so special about it?
Well, customers like that not only does it make people's hair soft and shiny, but its natural ingredients won't harm the environment.
All right, then why don't you call the manufacturer and ask someone there to send us a trial order? That way we'll see how the product sells before we acquire a large quantity of it for our salon.
Number 35. What kind of business do the speakers most likely work for? Number 36. According to the man, what do customers like about a product mentioned? Number 37. What does the woman ask the man to do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I noticed your online advertisement that your apartment complex has units available for rent. Do any of them have two bedrooms?
Yes, there are still four remaining. Two are on the third floor and two are on the fifth floor.
Oh, I see. Well, I ride my bicycle a lot and carrying it up and down that many floors would be hard. It's a really heavy bike.
You don't need to worry about that. There's a storage space where tenants can park their bikes on the ground level.
That sounds perfect. Then I'd love to check out the place.
Sure. When would be a good time to come by and take a look at one?
Number 38. Where does the woman most likely work? Number 39. Why does the man say he is worried? Number 40. What will the man most likely do next? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Tom, will you be attending the welcome reception for new hires in the auditorium later this afternoon?
This report needs to be submitted by tomorrow morning.
Oh, that's right. You're giving a presentation on it this Thursday, right?
Right, and I still need to have some pictures printed. I have to visit the print shop as soon as Mr. Weldon approves the report.
You'd better call ahead to see if they can do a rush order.
Number 41. Why does the man say, "This report needs to be submitted by tomorrow morning"? Number 42. What does the man say he needs to do? Number 43. What does the woman suggest doing?
Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Good afternoon, Lisa and Stephanie. As a part of your new hire training, I'll be leading you on a tour of the manufacturing plant where we make ovens. Do you have any questions before we start?
I have one. Is it okay to wear these clothes, or should we change into our uniforms first?
Those clothes are fine for now. You can put your uniforms on after we're done. Stephanie, you have a question?
Yes, I know some of the machines we use are pretty advanced. How often are they inspected?
They're inspected on a weekly basis. We also have mechanics on staff who can fix them if they break down or require maintenance.
Number 44. Where does the conversation take place? Number 45. According to the man, what can the women do after the tour? Number 46. What does the man say happens each week? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, thanks for calling El Largo.
Good afternoon. I'm organizing a farewell party for a colleague. Someone recommended your restaurant, but I wonder if I can bring my own cake.
Sorry, diners aren't permitted to bring in outside food, but we can have our pastry chef prepare a cake for you.
How much would it cost to make a cake for 40 people?
The cheapest option, which is a simple design, is $90.
I see. Delmonico charges $70.
Would you mind holding, please? Let me speak to my manager and see what he can do.
Sure, I'd appreciate that. Number 47. Where does the woman most likely work? Number 48. Why does the man say, Delmonico charges $70? Number 49. How does the woman offer to assist the man? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Asher, could I talk to you for a moment, please?
Sure. Is everything okay?
I'm not sure. I'm taking a business trip in 2 days, but I forgot to submit the pre-approval form for travel expenses. I was supposed to turn it in 5 days before traveling.
Oh, that's it. Just email me the form by the end of the day, and I'll make sure to expedite the approval process.
Thanks. You know, I've never taken a business trip before, so I don't know how to record my travel expenses.
There's an app that tracks expenses for you. I'll send you the link so you can download it.
Number 50. What did the woman forget to do? Number 51. What does the man mean when he says,
Oh, that's it.
Number 52. Why does the woman need to download an app? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hello, Karen and Paul. Could I speak with you, please? Thanks for organizing the annual dinner for donors to the zoo.
It's no problem, Ms. Reynolds. We completed all the preparations already. Do you need us to do anything else?
I talked to Irene Roberts, one of our donors.
She's the person who donated thousands of dollars for the elephant exhibit, right?
That's correct. Anyway, she was originally planning to be out of the country this Friday, but she said her trip was canceled. So she called to tell me that she'll be at the dinner after all.
Great. I'll put her name on the guest list at once. Number 53. What event are the speakers discussing? Number 54. How do the speakers know Irene Roberts? Number 55. What does the man say he will do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm Clyde Parker. I called you earlier this morning about visiting this building to lease a space for my dental clinic.
All right, Dr. Parker. I've been expecting you. I'm Justine, and I'm the leasing agent for this office building.
It's good to meet you. I'd really like a space on the ground floor. I think that will make it a lot easier for my patients to access the clinic.
No problem. We have 3 empty units there. In addition, did you notice the parking structure by this building? It's exclusively for this place, so your patients and employees will have plenty of room to park.
Number 56. Who most likely is the man? Number 57. Why does the man prefer an office space on the ground floor? Number 58. What benefit does the woman mention? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
You know, Bruce, business was really slow here tonight. On weekdays, we don't get many customers after 10.
I know, and we're not allowed to close early either. We should talk to management about changing the closing time.
You're right, we should. Anyway, have you updated tomorrow's menu yet? Did the chef leave a note?
Yes, he did, but I haven't looked at it yet. It's right over there on the refrigerator door.
Okay, I've got it. He left the names of tomorrow's specials, so I'll go ahead and post them both on the board and on our website.
Number 59. Where does the conversation take place? Number 60. According to the man, what does he want to suggest to management? Number 61. What does the woman say she will do next? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and product list.
Good afternoon. Can I assist you with anything?
Yes, please. I need to purchase a pair of shoes, but I'm not sure what I should get.
No problem. What will you be using them for?
I walk a lot, so I'd like something that's comfortable, but I can't afford to spend a lot of money.
In that case, today is your lucky day. We're having a clearance sale right now, and there are some really comfortable sneakers you might like. Why don't you take a look at this flyer here?
Wow, they look great. Do you have them in a size 11?
Let me check in the storeroom to see if we have any in that size in stock. I'll be back here in a moment.
Number 62. Who most likely is the man? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Which brand does the woman like? Number 64. What does the man offer to do? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and rental chart.
Welcome to Dyson Rental Cars. How can I be of service?
Hello. I'm moving my company, so I need to rent a truck to transport some furniture.
No problem. Look at this pamphlet which shows the vehicles we rent and their sizes. How many items are you moving?
We have 2 offices plus a lounge with 2 couches and 2 tables.
In that case, you should get the largest truck we rent. It's 22 feet long and can hold 4 rooms of furniture.
To be honest, I'd rather drive something smaller. Is it possible to rent the 17-foot-long truck instead?
Definitely. When do you need it? I can get a contract ready.
Number 65. Why does the man need to rent a truck? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which truck does the man choose? Number 67. What does the woman request from the man? Question 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and building directory.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Jamison Tower.
Hello. I'm responding to a call from Baker Financial. Could you tell me where it's located?
Sure. Just take the elevator to the 10th floor. You'll see a directory on the wall as soon as the elevator door opens.
Thanks. Apparently, they have a major leak in the sink of their office kitchen.
Yeah, the office manager has called down here 3 times to ask if you've arrived yet. He's been waiting for a while.
Yeah, some of the other plumbers in my office are out sick, so I was assigned more work requests than usual today.
I understand. Anyway, before you can go upstairs, I need to see a form of picture ID, please.
Number 68. Look at the graphic. Which office will the woman visit? Number 69. What is the woman supposed to do? Number 70. Why was the woman late?